welcome to another episode of the Fashionista Teacher. I am your host, Miss Sandra, the Fashionista Teacher herself. It's been a minute, but of course, due to the virus, everybody has slowed down in work and school and has been able to catch up on a few things. We are at the end of spring break tomorrow, but my mind is already racing with how we can help our students in this digital age. There is a great digital divide, and if anything, this global pandemic has shown exactly that. The world is seeing how underappreciated teachers are and how education is not getting the respect that it once used to. I pray for all the parents out there who are now basically homeschooling their own children. Don't look at it as a burden, because you have always been and will always be your child's first and greatest teacher. With that being said, I want to go into today's verse of the day. It's from Proverbs 21, verse 21. Be kind and honest, and you will live a long life. Others will respect you and treat you fairly. I want to share something with you that I wrote today as I share inspirational messages. Many districts are out on spring break, whether it's this week or next week. But in spite of what's going on around us, it's another thankful Thursday. You can be thankful you have your health. You have a refrigerator, a freezer full of food. Be thankful that you can help take care of others. Be thankful that you're able to take care of yourself. No matter what's going on, put your hope and trust in the one who never fails us, and that's God above. If he did it before, he can do it again. He brought us this far, and he won't leave us yet. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Remember, he is the one who gives us strength to endure every day. Joshua 1 verse 9 from the Good News Bible says, remember that I have commanded you to be determined and confident. Don't be afraid nor discouraged, for I, the Lord your God, am with you wherever you go. Change is hard. It's coming from the way we teach our children, to the way we shop, to the way we socialize. It's coming. Sometimes we have to touch the hot stove to learn a lesson. But be of good courage. Check on your loved ones, that's family and friends, and stay healthy. I just want to encourage you today to pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. The Lord is asking for Christians to show faith over fear. The world is looking at Christians and how they react. It's okay to be scared, but God is telling us, fear not. He's got the whole world in his hands. Remember that song you learned when you were little? He's got the whole world in his hands. No matter what's going on, he is our strength, our sword, and our shield. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but we are overcomers. The Lord is with us. Fear not. I leave that with you. I want to encourage you today as I encourage myself. We will get through this together. The social distance thing is necessary for now, but remember, that's also a trick of the enemy. You can stay connected with your friends, with your loved ones, to your students. We will figure this out. We will get through this. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.